A dark note won't stop the jubilant referendum on secession in Sudan. MNN's Greg Yoder files a report from Haiti on the week anniversary of the quake. And a radio ministry launch blows open the doors in rural Ghana. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The results of this week's referendum in Sudan could mean bad news for one ministry. Votes will continue to come in until Saturday to decide if Sudan will stay united or split in two. Now, most ministries in the country are positioned in the south, but Kids Alive International has four projects in the Muslim north. If the Sudan splits, as most guess it will, Kids Alive could be in trouble.
There's a lot of fear among the staff and children as to what the future holds. I think it is going to be increasingly difficult for Christian organizations to be working in the north in the future.
Matt Parker says antagonistic feelings toward Western ministries may force Kids Alive to migrate south, as many others have done. But
we would like to continue working in North Sudan as long as we can. We have kids there that we love, that we want to continue to care for and support. So as long as we can, we will be in North Sudan and caring for those kids.
So pray for the gospel to continue to go out in the north, whatever the referendum results. We're taking another point of view on what's going on in that referendum. Excitement's building as the South makes its bid for independence. The voting, which ends January 15th, is going smoothly in most areas. Words of Hope's Lita Young says,
there were long queues of people lining up, and there seemed to be a jubilant, celebratory atmosphere. All but one report that we have heard indicates that everything was peaceful, that the referendum has gone well.
If the referendum does pass and the South breaks off from the North, the next issue to fix will be the disputed border.
If independence is the outcome of this referendum, would be that in early February, the vote results would be announced, and then it would become officially effective on the 9th of July, when the two countries would officially become separate.
Their staff is trying to encourage listeners to keep the future of the country before the Lord.
Our radio programs have been emphasizing themes of peace and reconciliation. A number of churches have organized prayer meetings over recent weeks and months, and this is now culminating now in this week-long vote, which ends on Saturday.
You're listening to Mission Network News. On January 12, 2010, Dan Woolley with Compassion International was just getting back to the Hotel Montana in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, when his world changed forever. MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Haiti.
A 7.0 earthquake hit, burying him alive for 65 hours. During his time under the rubble, he was able to share his faith with a hotel employee who was also trapped. They encouraged each other, but he was also able to lead this fellow survivor to Christ. What Woolley didn't know is the amazing chances he'd have to share his faith on television, radio, and print.
For me, you know, there was an opportunity to witness in the dark, and that was a great, amazing opportunity that God chose to use me in that way. And then after that, all of a sudden, there's a wider stage that I didn't expect. I have a little bit of a dramatic story, but God wants us all to testify to his goodness in our lives. It's just a matter of, you know, what does that look like for us?
You can read about it in his book, Unshaken, Rising from the Ruins of Haiti's Hotel Montana. Woolley and his friend met this week in a moving homecoming of sorts on the ruins of Hotel Montana. I'm Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Meanwhile, there are thousands in northeastern Ghana who can hear the gospel now. HCJB Global and Thiel Vision International successfully planted a radio station in Saboba last month. Roughly 800,000 people are within hearing range of that station. It's the third FM radio station launched by Thiel Vision in the last year and expects to be broadcasting 24 hours a day by February. Partnerships between HCJB Global and Thiel Vision are a key strategy in reaching the continent for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories and scriptures, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. You can get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.